Dickinson State University President Dr. Stephen Easton says he's been getting feedback from students and instructors on how it worked, or didn't, when the campus had to go all online delivered courses in March because of COVID-19.
The most common feedback that I have heard from students during the semester was, our instructors are working us harder than they were when we were in a face-to-face environment. And that's interesting feedback. And frankly, as the president of the institution, I was kind of encouraged by that feedback, because that let me know that the instructors were taking the second half of the semester very seriously, and not just mailing it in.
And when he asked instructors about that?
They were adding a lot of graded assignments for small portions of the grade in order to make sure that students were keeping up with the classes. And again, I thought that was a good thing. So the instructors told me that they didn't really think they were adding to the workload, but they were sort of building some monitoring during that last 8 weeks of the semester.
Easton said while he believes the migration to online instruction was successful, it cannot totally replace in-person hands-on classes, especially in science and in nursing programs.
To watch a video, for example, of someone doing a laboratory experiment is not the same thing as having your hands on and doing it. So we do lose something when we switch from a face-to-face to an online course.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.